Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pico Stanis. This is episode 169, season 7. Today's date is October 15th, 2022. And thank you for joining me today. Here's today's lineup for this program. I will talk about Floyd Calber. He was the anchorman in Chicago. And I will talk about my memories and his biography. Also, Admiral Appliances, so that's an oldie and goodie. I'll talk about his history of that. And then I will talk about Hubert the Harris Lion. He was the mascot for Harris Bank in Chicago. And I will talk about my memories of watching Hubert on television, you know, with the commercials and the newspaper ads. So this will be a lot of fun. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Maxim Coffee. And this commercial is from 1977, and its logo was Swerve It Perked. So when you sit back and enjoy and listen, you will understand. Okay? So I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone.
Maxim tastes so close to fresh ground coffee. I swear it perked.
Maxim tastes so much like fresh ground coffee. I think it's where it perked. There it goes.
Maxim has a rich taste so close to ground coffee, you'll swear it perks.
Yours too, huh, Herb?
Maxim, so close to ground you'd swear it perks.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Maxim Coffee. This was very popular in the 70s and 80s. The man that is speaking in the commercial, not the announcer, the announcer, that's William Shalhart. He was a TV actor. He was best known as Martin Lane from the Patty Duke Show, Patty Duke's father. But the first man that spoke, that was actor Bernie Martin. And he's best known as Morty Seinfeld, father of Jerry Seinfeld on the sitcom Seinfeld. And he was in a lot of TV shows, lots of them. And you know, he did a lot of movies. And he's best known, of course, of that show. And believe it or not, in real life, Barney Martin was not Jewish. He was Irish Catholic, but he talked like him. Like, that's funny. You know, he was a funny man. I remember he played, he was on Murphy Brown. He played Frank Fontana's father, and Rosemary played his wife. And so he was a funny man. It's too bad. He passed away on March 21st, 2005. So, as for Maxim Coffee, it's still made, believe it or not, but not in the United States. I think in Korea. I don't know. They just took the name. I don't know. I don't know if it's the same. Who knows? I don't remember trying it. You know, instant coffee. I tried Taster's Choice a long time ago, but I prefer percolated. You know, I have an old percolator. My mother has that, so. A lot of people say that's the best. It's the best coffee to drink. You know, nothing, not a Keurig. I mean, Keurig's fast, but it's not the same. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I will talk about Floyd Calber, the anchorman that was in Chicago. Also, Admiral Appliances. And, of course, Hubert the Harris Lion. Before I get started, I want to talk about something personal. I always do, but this is very important to me. I went to the urologist this past Tuesday and to do a checkup, and he said, your PSA went up high. This was higher than when I was first diagnosed as prostate cancer. This was 8.5. When I was diagnosed with 7.5, so that is scary. I go, oh my God, don't tell me it's back. The cancer is back. He reassured me that I think you'll be okay, but we just want to make sure. So he scheduled for a body scan. You know, it's like that. And so I'm going on October 24th. This will be about 9 days from now. Is it 9 days? Yeah, I think so. My math is bad. And then on November 1st, I'll go for a CAT scan. So he calls it a biochemical recurrence. This happens all the time where you have when the prostate is removed or you're done with the radiation. My chances are not bad, but it seems like the cancer returns. So it's probably teeny tiny microscopic cells, just like the before. So it's possible once the results are in, I will have to go back for radiation. Not surgery, I don't think so. And then he'll prescribe me another medication. And he kind of hinted what it is. So it could be, from what I'm taking now, I'm taking Orgovyx, so that lowers the PSA. But another one will lower it as well. So that's what I'm thinking. And I've been frightened and scared all week. And very depressed, and it was awful, but I'm optimistic, but I'm a little reluctant to be, you know, because I thought I was done, I was free of this, but I guess not. So a lot of people have told me, my family, my mother, my brothers, my friends, my followers on social media have told me, you know, we're praying for you, but I think you'll be okay. I hope so too, because I don't feel anything. I don't have any symptoms, so that's a good sign. You know, there's no blood in the urine, nothing or like that. No, I'm okay. So it could be a little thing, and I hope so. But the most excruciating part for me is the waiting. I've got to wait for this test. I wish I could do it now and get it over with, but no. So with this body scan, I think I've done this before. I'm going to the hospital. I will be there for 4 hours on the Monday, and they'll inject me with something, and then I'll just lie still and go through a machine like that. So I hope I'll be okay. And believe it or not, yesterday, my family and I ordered a pizza. That was the biggest deal of the night. That cheered me up a bit, but I haven't had pizza in a long time. Not when I ordered, probably months. So I posted the photo on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and people went crazy, you know. And then they showed their pizzas, you know, because they ordered that. But, you know, that's kind of nice. But thank you, everyone, for your support and your prayers. And I will keep you posted what's going on. Right now, there's no news. No, not at the moment. We got to wait a week. I hate that. Okay, back to the fun stuff. I will talk about, right now, Admiral Appliances. And this was a very popular brand, not only in Chicago, but all over the country. So I'll give you a little history about that, of this company. And it was founded in 1934. And the man's name was Ross Siragusa. And he founded Continental Radio and Television Corporation, and that produced, that was named first. And he produced, the electronics were radios and phonographs. Yeah. Televisions came later. And then he changed it to, and renamed it to the Admiral Corporation. And it was a big hit. And I think it was... you know, it was very popular during World War II, and then television started in the late 1940s. You know, and other companies did as well, like Philco, Motorola, Zenith. You know, was the best. Missed that. And the Admiral Company was this. You know, it was advertised on the radio and also on television. And like, for example, old TV shows, I'm sure a lot of people right now don't remember or never heard of. That was called the Admiral Broadway Review. That started Sid Caesar. He hosted Your Show of Shows, you know. And there was Lights Out. There was Bishop Fulton J. Sheen. Remember him? He was on television. The TV show was called Life is Worth Living. That showed on Channel 9, WGN. And Notre Dame football games. And then, you know, they were very profitable at the time, like that. And their Chicago headquarters was located at 3800 West Cortland Street. So that's about Hamlin and around Armitage on the west side, you know, like I think around Humboldt Park area. And then they opened a second facility, and that was located at 4150 North Knox Avenue. And they had like that. And so they were cranking out the radios, the clock radios, the televisions, the phonographs, and et cetera, et cetera. And they also made refrigerators, freezers, air conditioners, dehumidifiers, and ranges, you know, stoves like that. So that's kind of cool like that. Right now, I'm going to play a commercial of Admiral Appliances. This is the commercial is for a television set and a radio. And this is from the early 50s. So after commercial played, I'll be right back and I'll explain the man that's speaking on that, the spokesman for that commercial. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
In celebration of Admiral's 2 millionth TV Jubilee, here's the greatest offer in television history. A beautiful Admiral radio phonograph combination worth $90 will be given to you free. Yes, free of extra cost when you buy an Admiral TV console. Your choice of many cabinet styles, all with 17 or 20-inch rectangular Dynaray tube for the clearest picture in television. And when you buy, you get this free. An Admiral triple play radio phonograph that plays all records regardless of size or speed. Here's complete home entertainment for the price of television alone.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Admiral Television. The spokesman, that was George Fenneman. I can't pronounce his name. He was the host of, well, not the host. He was the announcer and the partner of Groucho Marx on the old quiz show, You Bet Your Life. And I used to watch the show in the 70s when reruns appeared on WFLD TV, Channel 32, late at night. And that's where I found discovered the show. And it was funny. I love that show. I bought two DVDs a long time ago, and I watched all of them, and it's hilarious. Yeah, it still holds up like that. As for Admiral TV, the company called Rockwell International acquired the company in 1973, and they sold the appliances to Magic Chef. Remember that? It's still around, Magic Chefs. And then it was later sold to Maytag. And then it was acquired by Whirlpool. Back and forth, like that. And let's see. And there was, so I remember the commercials and they play like that. Believe it or not, my family never owned an appliance from that company. Not that I remember. We had Zenith or Motorola in our house, you know, for televisions and radios and clock radios. And right now, I don't know if the brand is still around because I haven't seen it. So if you do a search online or do Google search or check on Amazon, maybe it is. But it's not like before because this was a Chicago-based company, which a lot of them were, and it's a shame because, and that was good. So, let's see. Like I said before, I never owned any appliances from Admiral. You know, I'm sorry I'm stuttering like that. I'm just nervous. There's something I want to look up first. And I think because I did like a radar. It was an Admiral radar range, I think. I don't know. No, I don't think so. No, forget about it. No, it was an Amana. I'm sorry, Amana. So I got confused with Amana and Admiral. So they're two different companies. Okay, never mind. Okay, that is it for Admiral Appliances. Right now, I'm going to talk about Floyd Calvert. Ugh. You know, I miss this man. I really do. He was wonderful. And I'll tell you a story about him. When my mother arrived in from Greece in 1962, which was 60 years ago, last month, and she got married and in July, and then but my father lived here 10 years prior, so he went to Greece and got married and brought my mom here, and my mom was all alone. She had no family and all that, and she was so frightened. And then she started watching television, and one of the first TV shows she watched was Password, a game show that hosted Hal in London. And that's how she learned English. Someone suggested that to her, a friend of hers. Why don't you watch that? And she did. And she learned that. And then she started watching the news. And two people she really remembered, well, actually three, from the news that she still remembers to this day were Harry Volkman. He did the weather. She was crazy about him. Also, there was P.J. Hoff. He did the weather, you know, remember, with the pictures of the map and all that. And then there was Floyd Calvert. She remember watching him. I don't think she remembered any other news anchor. I think just him. So Floyd Calvert started doing the news on WNBQ TV Channel 5. That was the call letters then. Then they changed it in 1964 to WMAQ. And that's when she first watched him, and that's when he first started. Okay, and you know, he was not born in Chicago. He was born in Omaha, Nebraska, and he served in the Army. And then he began his TV career in Omaha. And then he got hired in Chicago, you know, and I think he was on 10 o'clock. I believe. Not like today, like five, you know, four, five, six, seven, you know, something like that. Not 7 o'clock. Forget that. But then he anchored the news at 10 o'clock at night, every night, probably Monday through Friday. And it was called the NBC News Night Report, you know, you know, he was very handsome, well-dressed, and he had that voice, you know, and he sounded like very down-to-earth, you know. And from what I've heard from other sources, a lot of women were crazy about him because he looked like a movie star like that. And starting in the late 60s, he began to do five-minute news digest in the early and afternoon slots. So just like today, you know, like a news brief. I remember Channel 7 did that in the 70s and 80s. Like that's still done to the day, like that. And then they changed the format on Channel 5, and then they did News Center 5. And he was paired with Jane Pauley. And that didn't work out well, no. The chemistry was kind of weird, awkward, and I don't know. I don't know how he felt about her. I don't know, but I don't know. Maybe he I think he wanted to be solo. He didn't want to do. He didn't want a co-anchor. But today it's acceptable. It's been like that for years. So, and that happened in 1975, and then Jane Pauley left and became the co-anchor for the Today Show. And she's been there for years until Deborah Norville came in the late 80s. And that was controversial. And let's see. And then Floyd Calvert left in Let's see. When did he leave? I'm not sure exactly when he left, but I'll find out. Anyway, so right now I'm going to play a news clip. This is a clip. I found this on YouTube. And this is from February 23rd, 1967. This is at the beginning of the newscast. And he discusses about the snowstorm. This is not the we had the big one in January, late January of 1967, but there was another one, but not as severe as the one, you know, like the blizzard. So here's Floyd Calvert anchoring the news on WMEQ TV Channel 5. So sit back and enjoy, everyone. Thank you.
The next 2 hours and one half are in living color on Channel 5.
Good evening. Another snowstorm caught Chicago by the surprise this evening. 4 inches of snow fell within 1 hour in some of the northwestern suburbs. The depth of more than 5 inches is common at the moment. But NBC weather forecaster Harry Volkman says the worst is now over. Chicago's trains and buses are operating nearly on schedule. O'Hare Airport closed at 6 o'clock, but resumed partial operation about a half an hour ago. Heavy winds are drifting some highways closed. Visibility is poor. Various reports indicate dozens of cars stalled on the expressways, and officials request emergency travel only on expressways at least until midnight. Snow removal crews are working, and part of the outer drive is closed now for snow removal. Interstate 90, US 30, and US 41 are closed in northwest Indiana. School closings, if any, will be announced tomorrow morning on WMAQ Radio. The city of Chicago warned a few moments ago that all cars that are stalled now, that are not moved from major streets and bus routes immediately, will be towed away. During tonight's storm, a CTA elevated train traveling at about 10 miles an hour hit the rear of another train at the Central Park station on the west side. 3 persons suffered minor injuries. The CTA says that it hopes to have normal service tomorrow morning. Harry Volkman will have more on the weather later.
This is the NBC News Night Report with Floyd Calvert. This portion presented in part by American Airlines.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed Floyd Calvert doing the news. Oh, that takes me back. That was wonderful. You know, and he did the news on Channel 5. It started in 1962 and all the way to the 70s. And let me clarify something. Floyd Calvert left Channel 5 and WMAQ in 1976, and he went to be the news anchor for the Today Show in New York. And Jane Pauley joined him 6 months later. And that was kind of, so maybe they got along, maybe they did. I don't know. You know, because I don't remember seeing much of them in the morning because I was at school. So I didn't see that. And the shows I watched when I was a kid were, of course, Ray Rayner, Garfield Goose, you know, Bozo. I didn't watch the news. And I heard he was, from according to some sources, he was miserable. He didn't like it there at all. I wonder, I don't know why, you know, but he probably got a great offer, you know, nice contract, you know, and some good incentives. But sometimes a job isn't worth like that. I think he missed Chicago. I think he did. And so in 1979, he left the show, Today Show, and then he worked for as a network correspondent. And he did it for a couple of years. And then he quit. And then he retired. And then he moved. And then he lived in Connecticut. You know, he was on the East Coast like that. Then, out of the blue, 5 years later, he got a call from WLS TV Channel 7. And the guy in charge of that, his name was Dennis Swanson, and he offered Calvert the job of anchoring at 6 o'clock, and he accepted. And I guess he missed, he didn't like being retired. He missed working and he missed Chicago. So he grabbed it, he grabbed that opportunity. So he moved back and then he started watching news. And I remember watching it and I go, oh, this feels like home again. This is wonderful. And he's, I think he said that, you know, and he was planning just to stay. Probably for a couple of years, but no, he stayed for a long time. And then until 1983, he was a solo anchor for 6 o'clock, but then he was paired again with another woman and it was Kathy Brock. And, she's very lovely, you know, and everything went fine with them. You know, I think so. And then, of course, she retired about a couple of years ago, you know, from Channel 7. Now, I hope she's doing well. And then he retired on February 27, 1998. So he was there for about 14 years, you know, for a long time. And I remember one newscast he did. He was, this was towards the end of the newscast, and he was reading something and he found it hilarious. He kept chuckling and it's like that. I don't know what, I forgot what it was about. And, you know, it was something silly like that. Then when the news was over and then, you know, when the camera pulls away and then he just took some papers and he just threw it up in the air. Oh, this is beautiful. I love that. So you get the real Floyd Calvert there like that. But, you know, off camera, he was a very nice man. And, he was funny, great sense of humor, and a family man. And he loved golf, you know, and to pass the time. And let's see. So... see, when did he pass away? So he passed away on May 13th, 2004. He had emphysema. You know, he smoked like most newscasts like that. And that was sad. I remember when they announced his death on television. But he's still remembered by most people. You know, and also the funny thing about him is that he had a nickname. And his nickname was the Big Tuna. And it was inspired by that mob boss in Chicago, you know, Tony Big Tuna Accardo. And I don't know if he named himself that or his colleagues. Could be either. They call him the Big Tuna, you know. And then when I posted a picture of him yesterday on my social media accounts, right away people said, here's the Big Tuna, like that. So that's a shame. He was a wonderful man. I liked him a lot. And right before I started doing the broadcast, you know, for the podcast, I noticed that people tag their kids or grandchildren that I'm going to talk about that. I hope they listen. So I hope I did a good job, you know, telling about, you know, their father or their grandfather. Let's see. Okay. Next up, we talk about Hubert the Harris Lion. This is one of the most recognizable mascots in the Chicagoland area. And I'll give you a little history about him. He was introduced from the Harris Bank in the late 1950s. And about Harris Bank, let me give a little history about that bank. And that was established in 1882. And the man's name was N.W. Harris. I think that's his name. Like that. And no, that's the company. I'm sorry about that. That was stupid. Yeah, like this. And let's see what else. So, no, the founder's name was Norman Walt Harris. That's where the N.W. came from. And then they keep changing names, and it was Harris Bank and Harris Trust and Savings Bank. That was from 1907 to 1972. And then they changed it again from Harris Bank N.A. Because the then they changed to BMO Harris, and that was a bank from Montreal, Canada, and they bought that in 1972. And they named that. No, I'm sorry. The Bank of Montreal, they acquired Harris in 1984. Forgive me for that. And that's been like that ever since. You know, it's BMO Harris. But I always thought of Harris Bank. A lot of the most people have accounts there. They call it that. And still in business. Their headquarters is still downtown. And then, like I said before, in the early 60s, they had the mascot, and it was Hubert the Harris Lion. And he started using that character. And it was created by the Leo Burnett Company that did that. And the voice of he debuted in, I'm sorry, I'll get back to the voice. He made his debut on TV in 1962. Same year as Floyd Calvert did. And he appeared in like animated 20-second spots. And all during that time, you know, when you were watching television. And he was very recognizable for that. And the voice of Hubert was actor Frank Nelson. You may remember him from... He was a radio actor and from the Jack Benny Show and also Sanford and Son. You know, when someone wanted to talk to him or ask him, he'd go, yes. It's hilarious. I love that man. He's so funny. So he did the voice of Hubert. Okay. Then merchandise came. And the merchandise, for example, they were ceramic cookie jars, banks. Like I posted a picture of a bank from Harris Bank. This was given to me by a friend of my mom's because she was moving at the time in the 70s, and she asked me, "Do you want the bank?" And she said yes, and then she gave it to me. So I've had this since for many years, and I still have. I would never get rid of it. No way. I mean, this is a beautiful thing. And he also made clocks and bath mats, and of course, let's see what else, other things, I guess. But the most item of Hubert the Harris Lion that was a doll, and it was the Hubert doll. And that became very popular. They were small, big, and they were cuddly and soft, you know. And Hubert looked like a regular lion, and he wore glasses with no, you know, it's like those, I don't know what they're called, like frameless. No, not frameless, but you didn't put frames around your ears. So I don't know what those glasses are called. And he carried an umbrella. And... let's see. So the commercials, you know, at the end of the commercials, I forgot what he was saying. Like that. I had a brain fart. Like that. And so I remember the commercials very well from the 1970s. And at the end of the commercial, Frank Nelson would say, "You should have a Harris banker." You know, with that type, and it was just for a second. And that statement, that saying, stuck in everyone's minds, you know, forever, or in Chicago. So that's one of a classic saying, you know, like with Bushell rugs or, you know, with Empire carpeting, like that. But right now, I'm going to play a commercial for the Hubert doll for Harris Bank. And the little boy that's speaking is Gary Coleman, you know, the actor from Different Strokes. And so after I play the commercial, I will talk about the Hubert doll and Gary Coleman a little bit. So sit back and enjoy. And I think you would love this commercial because it takes you back to a beautiful time. It really does. Okay, everyone. Thank you.
Well, it's that time of the year when you can get a Hubert doll at the Harris Bank. Just open a savings account with $200 or more. Or add $200 to a savings account you already have. If you got a Hubert doll in past years, get another one. You know, you can never have too many Hubert dolls, cause you can never save too much money.
You should have a Harris banker.
You should have a Hubert doll.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercials for Harris Bank with Gary Coleman with the Hubert doll. And you heard at the end, you should get a Harris banker. And then Gary Coleman would say, you should get a Hubert doll. I remember another commercial he did. You can find him on YouTube. This is courtesy of Rick Klein from Fuzzy Memories.tv. You can find him on YouTube. He's got a lot of commercials from Chicago, a lot of videos. So thank you, Rick. So that's a classic, you know, because a lot of people associate Gary Coleman with Different Strokes, but also they remember him from the commercials for the Hubert doll. For Gary Coleman, you know, he was... he's from Chicago, actually in Zion, Illinois, you know, and then he did, let's see, so he began his career, I think he began his career in that commercial for Harris Bank. He did that. Then he appeared in television shows, and then he got cast as Arnold Jackson for Different Strokes, and that ran for 8 years, and that was a very popular show, and he was funny in that. You know, he was cute and adorable, but I remember him a couple episodes from Good Times, you know, a TV show, and he played a brat. He was a terrible child. And I remember one time they were trying to, I think Florida, played by Esther Rowe, wanted to get a job as a school bus driver. But there was like some political... interference, and the alderman, I forget his name, Alderman Davis, or they call him Balderman Davis because he was bald, wanted to hire somebody else, you know, for the job. You know, that's how it is with politics. And then Gary Coleman enters the room, and then he gave that lady a hard time, you know, and because she had the lady that's applying for the job, she had no experience with kids or being a bus driver. So Gary Coleman gave her a hard time, you know, and then they were, I don't know, kind of struggling, and he pulled her wig out. It was hilarious. You know, and he would talk back to people, but when he talked back to Florida, you know, she was gave a mean look to him. He backed down, you know. Oh. He was wonderful that, yeah. And then, you know, he made some movies, and then unfortunately he passed away May 28, 2010. You know, he was 42. That's a shame. Oh, that's terrible. He was talented. I liked him, you know. But he had a rough life because he had a problem with his kidneys and all that. So, and because he didn't grow, he was like the same height like that. And a lot of people thought he was a kid, but he was an adult. Yeah. So that was rough like that. Okay. So that'll be the end of this program. Yeah, before I want to mention one more thing. You know, for Harris Bank, the bank is still around, but it's BOMO Harris. You still see the commercials on television. As for Hubert, the Harris Lion. I don't know if the mascot's still around. I haven't seen him. Maybe he is. I don't know. But I've read somewhere that you do see him sometimes at sporting events, like basketball, like that. And maybe he's still used. But as for commercials on television, no. No. But I'm sure he did radio commercials back then, but he was famous for the television commercials, and that started in the 60s, 70s, 80s. You know, that's when he was the most memorable, and people still talk about him from this day. And when I posted the picture of the bank, you know, the Cermak Bank of Hubert, a lot of people remembered it. They loved it. And they uploaded photos of their dolls, their clocks, and the banks. Oh, that's beautiful. That really is. So he's a lovable guy. Okay. All right. So that'll be all for this show. I'll do a quick recap. I talked about Floyd Calber, the anchorman, also Admiral Appliances in Chicago, and of course, Hubert the Harris Lion from Harris Bank in Chicago. Oh, that was a fun episode. I will probably do another episode on Tuesday, probably. And once this episode, which is 169 of Vanishing Godland Stories, it will be uploaded and on whatever podcasts are available, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Breaker, Overcast, wherever. It will also be posted on my YouTube channel, Vanishing Godland Stories. So just be on the lookout. That will be ready in about this afternoon. And I will do another podcast, my other podcast, TV Oblivion, tomorrow. Get that ready. I'll get that set up today, later this afternoon. Okay, so this is your host, Pete Costanz, for Vanishing Godland Stories. Thank you for listening to me. I had a good time. And we'll see you soon. And here is Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for bye-bye-bye, and here's bye-bye for me. So everyone take care, and so long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.